Well, as communities in Victoria's far east brace for more dangerous bushfire conditions this weekend, many are simply trying to cope with what's already happened. Exhausted evacuees are still stranded in the bigger towns in East Gippsland. But amidst the heartbreak and the anxiety about what's to come, people refuse to stand by and do nothing, as David Sparks discovered.
The Lucknow Memorial Hall is an old-fashioned venue on the outskirts of Bensdale. And right now, it's filled to the brim with clothes, food and volunteers.
We thought we need to do something to help the community. Hundreds of people have lost homes, so we thought, well, we'll put a call out on Facebook to donate of clothes. Didn't know if we'd get any donations, and they have poured in the door.
Lifelong Bensdale resident Wendy McFan launched this campaign on Tuesday afternoon. 24 hours later, they'd filled this hall and another one down the road. And there are plenty of food donations as well.
That's all going up to Buchan. We've got a man now coming from Buchan, so we're filling up his ute and trailer. They have no water or food up there, so that's all going straight up there. And I'm waiting for him to ring me and we can send clothing or whatever they need.
Around eastern Victoria, communities have rallied, and they've needed to. Yesterday, authorities said they'd been unable to reach more than 20 towns. At evacuation centres in bigger towns, people have been sleeping in tents, campervans, sports clubs and other public venues since Monday. The ABC spoke to several who had lost their homes, but were simply too distraught to speak on tape. Other evacuees haven't lost their houses, but they know things can change fast.
Late Sunday afternoon, one of the CFA guys called in off one of the trucks that went past our place going up to the fire area, and he advised us to bail out, as we call it.
Roger and Carol Andrew, now staying at the Bairnsdale Evacuation Centre, live in Wisley near Sarsfield, which has been badly hit.
We already had the car packed anyway, because we'd been warned to do that instead of mucking around on the day.
Last week, the CFA conducted backburning not far from their house.
And we really think now that where they backburned has probably saved our place and the others in our street. But it's gone further around, and that's when it hit Sarsfield and pretty well wiped Sarsfield out.
They've confirmed that their house is still standing, but they dare not return with more extreme fire danger on Saturday.
If you go back to where you came from, you're taking a real risk.
Mm. Sounds like you've drawn a line through Saturday. You are not going back.
No, it's not like we're staying there.
Are you worried about your property on Saturday or not?
Oh, of course, yeah.
This Saturday looms as a pivotal day for communities already struggling. The temperature will rise and the winds will build, and authorities warn the threat will be extreme. Another couple who have decided it's just not worth being at home this weekend is Amanda and Chris Hopkinson from Swan Reach near Lakes Entrance.
We have two children actually left early. We decided to stay a bit longer. We stayed a few hours later and ash started falling on the property, which is when we decided to leave.
Their house is safe for the time being, but they're conscious of the unpredictable nature of these fires, so they'll remain in Bensdale.
When you look at the map of our location, we've got fires to the west, to the north and to the east. So any flare up, you know, within a few hours, we could have fires back at our location in Swan Reach. We are not going to be there Saturday. It's too dangerous. It's, you know, our lives are more important than the property.
The Bensdale Evacuation Centre at the local football ground has witnessed stories of sadness in recent days. But those staying in the makeshift beds there have been touched by the efforts of volunteers, some of whom have travelled 4 hours from Melbourne to lend a hand. Major Pat Wilhelm is a local and she's running the Salvation Army's relief effort in Bensdale. This week, she's seen the best of human nature.
The generosity has been overwhelming. People are dropping gift cards in, they're dropping dog food, cat food, toiletries, everything like that. So, and they're coming in, even if that gives us their time. Mm. So we've got a few people on standby to come in and help when it gets worse, probably on Saturday.
Major Pat Wilhelm from the Salvation Army in Bensdale. That report by David Sparks.